Ooh. Hi, everybody.
Ooh. Ooh. Well. Ooh.
Ooh. Are you? Are you okay?
I'm in the maternity ward, evidently.
Sorry, there's someone thank God the Nip has on an undershirt.
He must be out of town.
Out of town?
I'm in my boudoir. This is riveting.
Oh, this is riveting. He's mad at you because you didn't come to his birthday celebration yesterday.
Oh. Is that all it took?
That's it.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 14th of November, 2022, in the, I'm very busy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatory Apartment. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I've had a lovely weekend with my boo, he can't get it right. It's V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and joining me... We are pleased.
It's not your boo.
I'm pleased as punch. It is the astoundingly talented, the incomparable Mr. Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi. All right.
Hi.
Before we go any further, is your boo there?
No, he is not here. So is that why the Nip left? Because there's no chance of seeing a boo.
I showed him the picture and he goes, "Who is that?" I went, that's the jar. He's got his hair all fluffy.
Yeah, he does, y'all. This weekend, we were supposed to be up in the mountains having a winter fest in the Pigeon Forge, but y'all, I've had to cancel our trip for myself and the jar and some of our friends. Well, they canceled first, and then we were still going to go, but because Father Hat has got some issues, and so I gotta play chauffeur this week, so I was not able to go to the mountains. But instead, y'all, the jar and I got in the pickle, is what we'll call it, and
the pickle jar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the pickle jar. And y'all, we went down to the savannas to see my good friend the Tomo.
Right. I forgot you had that trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went down to see the Tomo, and y'all, the Nip can be as mad as he wants about the birthday thing. But one, he invited me at the last minute. And two, declined instantly. Luckily, had a good reason to do that. And three, even sent him a happy birthday voice letter yesterday.
Was very excited to receive the voice letter from you in the jar.
Yes, we on the way to the Tom's for dinner, we sent the voice letter. Of course, y'all, the jar drove.
Are you gonna have to take his keys,
y'all? It was the Fast and the Furious. So that's the first time I've ridden outside of the city with the jar. And so that was a little bit mortifying. But y'all, he drove me all around. You know, we went to the Tomo's for the dinner. It was absolutely lovely. And but the jar is feeling a little under the weather. So headed back to the motel. And y'all, we had a quiet night of him coughing up his lungs, and then y'all, we had to get into the pharmacy, and so I said, hold on, Mr. Vader brought his backpack. Let's just, the old people, they... y'all, the Nip does not... does not know how to use the cellular telephonic device. But y'all, the old people, they travel with the pharmacy.
Yeah, we were just talking about the old people.
Right. And so I was able to get the jar, the Mucinex, and all the good stuff. And so the Dayquil, the NyQuil, the Mucinex, I don't know. Y'all, he is so medicated right now. He's not even himself. Got up this morning, had a little breakfast. Well, we had some coffees there at the motel, and we did not quite make it to the breakfast because we were just bone weary. So we slept in, and
had a restless night of sleep.
Right. We separate beds. So I mean, you know, we're not
well, of course.
Yeah, separate beds. But y'all, we stopped in the Beaufort on our way home because decided we wanted to stop there. Y'all had an absolutely lovely lunch of some sort of jalapeno pimento cream cheese bagel with Taylor ham and the mayonnaise and the tomato and the lettuce. Ugh. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And then, I meant to bring it up here. Yeah, the jar bought me a gift. It was so sweet. It's a topper for your wine bottles that looks like Santa Claus, but he's got like a 2-foot-long hat on that goes all crazy. So, got one of those. And we shopped around, and it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend.
Well, now, basically, he wants you to buy some good wine that needs a topper.
Right. We bought Aldi wine because, y'all... I don't know what I've done to this one, but he said goodbye, farewell, tell Big Fatty hello, ran out the door because he wanted to run home to cook me dinner.
Oh!
And
so you're leaving here and going to supper at the pantry.
I am. And gonna go have dinner with the jar, and then I gotta get home because gotta get up on Monday, and I gotta drive the hats. I gotta go up to Hatville, pick up the hats, bring them back. They have declared they do not drive on the interstates.
Oh well, did they get tips for that from the skull? Because you know the skull does not drive on the interstate.
Apparently, put them up in their motel. And then come home, then get up the next morning and take them to the medical university for an appointment, and then drive them back up to Hatville and get my car and drive back home. So going to be a busy week for me. What about you, Big Fatty? Now, is there a full NIP party update on the BFO?
There is.
Okay. Okay. Because we're all very curious how that went.
It was better than anyone expected.
Oh, lovely. Well, I was talking to the jar and I was like, look, I mean, of course I would love to celebrate the Nips getting older, but, I was like, I mostly just wanted to meet Flo and I just wanted to see how the genetics worked, you know?
Oh,
so,
and twins.
Right. Okay. Perfect. So, that's why I wanted to meet the Flo, but we could not make it. So,
well,
sorry, Nip.
It'll happen.
Right.
Did I mention it'll happen?
Right. Well, I mean, I figure at his funeral here in the next few weeks, she would be there. I would hope. It is memorial rather. So, did you get up to anything else, exciting, this weekend?
I did. Had a nail taken out of my tire and had it patched.
Were you just having fun?
Oh, well, no. I went, no. More on that on tomorrow's BFO also.
Oh. Did you have to get 4 new tires?
No.
Oh, well, that's surprising, but also good. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
anyway, but I'm here to tell about it. The Crema decorations have been pulled out of the storage shed, and...
Did you not need the jar to carry the expanding Christmas tree? Okay. Well, he asked because apparently young Nicholas told him it was his turn to do it. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's been expecting it. So I will let him know that...
I had to call upon young Jonathan to come.
Oh, Lord. Well, how drunk was the Christmas tree by the time it got inside?
Well, no, he hadn't come by yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. So. Well, perfect. Anyway. Yeah. Okay.
But so I want to get it all up and the containers and all put away before Hortensia comes on Tuesday.
Ooh, okay. Well, maybe the jar can swing on by and help you with that. We decided we're gonna do the decorating next weekend. So hopefully on next week's little show, you'll have a Vader in the jar decorating update, because I don't know if our relationship can survive that. Yes. It.
You know how it can survive it?
How?
You just sit back and say, you need a little something over there.
Y'all, he was so nervous to be at the Tomo's this weekend that he kept insisting on clearing plates. And the Tomo said, don't you feel a little bit guilty? And I said, look, if someone wants to clear my plate, I'm going to let them clear my plate. I'm not going to argue about it. Be gracious. Mm-hmm. Be gracious. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, did you ride in the back seat as he was driving you around?
No. The back seat was unfortunately full up of all the things. Y'all, we look like the Sugar Bakers going to Savannah for a night.
This comes as absolutely no surprise to anyone.
Well, we had to, y'all, we were celebrating the Tomo's birthday 2 months late. And so.
Nice.
You know, and the Tomo's favorite dessert is the coconut cream pie. And I didn't know that. So there was some question as to what the jar made the pie, but he was nervous it wasn't going to turn out. So I threw together a coconut pie, my mother's coconut pie, which is more of an eggy sort of pie.
Yes. Egg custard.
Yes. Sort
coconut
of pie.
Coconut custard.
Yeah. So I threw together one of those. And y'all, the jar said he was bringing a cooler. So I thought, okay, that's fine. Y'all, this cooler was big enough. It was bigger than my refrigerator.
Oh.
So it took up the entire back of the pickle jar. And so, y'all, we had to put everything in the back seat. And then, you know, all of his work accoutrement, like the hard hat and all that was back there. It was just, there was just shit everywhere. So,
some people just began touching themselves when they heard you say the jar has a hard hat.
Well, you should imagine how I feel when he wears the hard hat.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Breaking news. We have a dead or alive update. Now, on a previous dead or alive, Big Fatty gave us the name of the founder of the Girl Scouts.
Right.
And got very perplexed and said that the Girl Scouts were formed by Juliet Gordon Lowe, which is true, but he said it was a man. Now, I'm looking at the photo of Juliet Gordon Lowe, and I can see how you would think that.
Doesn't it look like a man?
She was very masculine, and I believe she also answered to the name Barbara, it looks like.
Of course she did.
Yeah. But, y'all, we were walking down the street in the Savannahs, and guess what we found?
Barbara?
The birthplace of Juliet Gordon Lowe. And I said, okay, I know we're on our way to have a glass of little white wine for the ladies, but pull over. I mean, we were walking, but pull it on over. Pull those legs over. We are going to see the birthplace of Juliet Gordon Lowe. So we did. So I can confirm that Juliet Gordon Lowe was a lady. Now.
Eve.
All right. It's time, everyone, to play the game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell you the hard part if they're dead or alive. But, of course, the easy part, why we know them.
Right. And a handsome lady.
Mm-hmm.
Juliet. All right. I got a very easy one for you to start with.
Okay. Well, I like to start with a good easy
one. Okay. Sachin Littlefeather.
Okay. Sachi Littlefeather, that's an easy one. He is dead. Okay. And I'm going to hell for this.
Okay.
And I apologize in advance. But unfortunately, Saatchi Little Feather passed on away a few years ago. But that was Miss Bacon's father, as you all know.
Oh, well, yes. I didn't
Bacon,
know.
I'm sorry. It was right there. I could not.
Well, I mean, right. I mean, you know, Saatchin Littlefeather, also known as Marie Louise Cruz, was an American indigenous rights activist who declined the Academy Award for Best Actor on behalf of Marlon Brando.
Oh.
And dead this year.
Ugh. Okay, well, I didn't quite get that one right, but I was close. No, I was close.
You weren't even close. By the way, Charles III's birthday is today, but you would know who that was. Mm-hmm. So, McLean Stevenson.
McLean Stevenson, alive. And okay. you would know McLean Stevenson as the host, or I'm sorry, the announcer, not the host, but the announcer for many quiz programs like the Hollywood Squares.
No, well, you're absolutely wrong on all counts. He's dead.
Okay.
And he was an American actor. He was on MASH as Colonel Henry Blake, and I'm really disappointed in you. He was also the star of Hello, Larry.
Oh, Hello, Larry. Which is just a take on Hello, Dolly.
Well, hello, Larry.
Yeah,
exactly. Have we got time for one more?
We certainly do.
Brian Keefe.
Brian Keefe?
Keefe.
Yep. Brian Keefe. Ooh, Brian Keefe is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you and everyone else should know Brian Keefe as one of the hosts of the Today Show.
Brian Keefe, one of the hosts of the Today Show. And alive, he is dead as a doornail. Oh. And he was an American actor and was Uncle Bill on Family Affair, you know, that featured Sebastian Cabot as Mr. French.
I don't. Never seen it.
And Mrs. Beasley. You know, that was the doll of Buffy, Jody, and Sissy. So, anyway, all right. I've got one more if you're not too overwhelmed.
I am 12 and a half minutes from being overwhelmed. Okay.
Okay. One last one, and it is Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton, alive.
Uh-huh, and we would know him from?
Well, he is an actor, and he's the Broadway actor, and he's been in all sorts of the things, including the Annie on Broadway that you just saw, but you didn't see the real cast. Good.
Mm,
how many times has Linnip refilled that wine glass during the show?
Three times.
Okay.
Patrick Warburton is an actor. He was on Seinfeld. And The Tick, but you would best know him as the pre-recorded assistant in the boarding process for, what is that thing called?
Soarin'.
Disney.
Soarin'. Yes. Hi there.
So, hi. Okay.
Thank you for flying with Soarin' Airways. Yes, I do know Patrick. Yeah, okay. Well, yay. That's very exciting. No one cares. Okay. Yes. Yeah, well,
and you know, plus you just insulted Miss Bacon and the entire.
I didn't insult Miss Bacon. I.
Oh, that's right. We won't limit it.
right. I referenced her heritage, and I feel like she would be very proud of that.
I believe you confused her with the North Dakotan Little Feathers.
Well, but, I mean, yeah, probably. It's true. Now, is that any relation to Patty Bacon, then?
Patty Littlefeather,
Right. Well, that's about what I would assume. Now, Big Fatty, are you all excited about the North Charleston Crema Parade and Lighting Festival Hootenanny?
I don't know 3rd. When it is.
December 3rd.
Oh.
Yes.
And where is it going to be?
Well, it said it's going to be in the circle. How that's going to be, I don't know, because that is one big construction zone. I mean, nothing's being constructed. It's just fenced off, as it has been for a year. And but they've already, I know you've seen it, they've already started putting the lights up. And the Jar and I cut back through there on our way back from dinner on Friday night, and we said...
You saw Santa Claus all lit up, didn't you?
Well, they weren't lit up, but they just weren't plugged in. And the Jar said, should I just plug them in? And I was like, well, we probably would go to jail. Y'all, I think he'd had one too many margaritas. And I had
to stop the car.
No, we were walking. Oh. We weren't driving.
He plugged them in, didn't he?
He did not. I wouldn't let him. I had to tackle him because I was like, you know, the city of North Charleston.
You did not tackle
him. Right. I just jumped on his back and got thrown around like a rag doll, basically. No. But we did not plug them in. I was like, you've got to save the magic for December 3rd. Mm.
Is that the new nighttime fireworks show at Rat World, Save the Magic?
It is. It is. Where they just light up the electric Santa Claus.
Yes, that and you know what else happens when it, every year when that happens?
Mm-mm, I don't. What?
Daniel Bieber cries.
Oh, well, it's his one tear he sheds every year.
Yeah. No, he cries at all the fireworks shows.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, did we get any response from the Archer? Because I feel like we should have gotten some sort of feedback from the Archer for basically solving all of his female stank issues and answering all the questions.
I don't believe he's allowed on the airwaves anymore.
Oh, he unsubscribed. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I was just checking for the voice letters just in case I missed one.
Oh, did you miss one?
No. No, did not. Did not. But that's okay. That's okay. And then I'm trying to think. There was a bunch of stuff that I said we were going to talk about, but y'all was just rushed getting ready. And y'all, you know Big Fatty, he's very busy.
Very busy. Well, and so Flo and the Nip and I were going for a very fancy dinner tonight.
And where would that be?
We're going to the S&S cafeteria.
Oh,
and young Jonathan just arrived.
Ah, well, y'all, you know, we better hope that countdown clock starts soon, because
it's a good one.
Because if the countdown clock doesn't start soon, like, how is he going to get the how is young Jonathan going to get the Stow and Grow Christmas tree out of the storage unit if we don't end this shit so that he can get going?
Right.
Like, put him to work. Put him to work.
Right.
Now, the question is, will young Jonathan be stowing and growing while the Christmas tree is?
He was stowing and growing the other night. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, well,
there you go.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go.
There's your update.
Well, there you go. Well, y'all, you know, it's not an LFC / BFO show if there isn't just a cast of characters just walking into the special.
A cast of characters, indeed.
It's a special brown chair there behind the
cavalcade, almost.
It is a cavalcade. And if the Nip and young Jonathan start doing some sort of dance to music while singing, I think that that's how we win our first Emmy.
I would do it too.
No.
We know. Yes. Okay. Well, do you have anything else? Because I can always press the magic button.
Could you just press the damn button? So.
Surprise. Y'all, sorry, it's ending
me off guard.
But you weren't even supposed to get a show this week because we were supposed to be in the mountains until my father went and tried to die on us or whatever he's trying to do
that's
this week.
Lovely.
So, yeah. So, anyway, we're having buttered chicken for dinner. What are you having?
I'm probably going to have the country fried steak.
Oh. Did you take the Pepsi already?
You can go to S&S cafeteria with us.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
I guess he just earned his supper.
Oh. Well, he better get out there and get that tree ready. Yeah. Now, are you big plans this week?
No.
I would go if I wasn't.
All right. Well... Young Jonathan wasn't invited to dinner, and he's gonna go show and grow.
Oh. Okay.
That's all I got. That's all I got. Well, this was a good one, wasn't it?
Okay.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Speaking of growing...
Oh, but I think the tree grows up, not out.
That's some good growing right there.
He says, that's some good growing right now.